Well, January, as you know, is the first month of the year. Of course, it was the month in which Isaac was born, just a couple of days' time, was his first birthday. But January is named after the mythical Roman god of Janus. It's the god of doors and entries, endings and beginnings. Those two faces, a face that looks backwards, but also a face that looks forward. Which is, of course, very appropriate for a new year, but also a dedication service. Much of what we do at this time of the year is we look back to 2021 and we look forward to 2022. Of course, with the baby dedication, we've looked back to give thanks for the safe arrival and birth of Isaac, but we also look forward and pray about his future life. But firstly, I want us to think for a moment about looking back. As we've looked back with thankfulness for Isaac's safe arrival, for the blessing that he's already been. But I wonder, as we look back on 2021, I wonder how we look back on this year. COVID and its variants have presented all of us with challenges along the way. But I wonder how you personally look back on last year. What sort of a year was it for you? Maybe it was a difficult year with lots of challenges. Maybe it's a year that you'll be glad to see the back of. Or maybe for many of us, it was a bit of a middling year. There were some challenges, but also some joys along the way. Well, I'm hoping that all of us can record at least one or two highlights from the year. Things that we can look back on with thankfulness. Because it's well documented that people who practice gratitude often are generally happier, healthier, and more positive. Gratitude is a feeling of recognizing receiving something beneficial which the giver wasn't obliged to give. A feeling of being and receiving something beneficial which the giver wasn't obliged to give. And it's a concept that finds its root in the Bible. It's writ large across the Christmas story as we remember with gratitude that God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, into the world. God, who wasn't obliged to send Jesus to us, but gave us this gift so that as we journey through life, we can know true peace and joy and love and hope, those gifts that only God can give. But the Bible also calls us often to look back with gratitude, to give thanks, or maybe another way of expressing it is to count our blessings. I read a very simple, but I think quite profound statement this week. In a society that has you counting money, pounds, calories, and steps, be a rebel and count your blessings. In a society that has you counting money, pounds, calories and steps, be a rebel and count your blessings. It's good to stop, to look back on 2021 and to give thanks for good things. I wonder if anybody's brave enough to say things that you are thankful for last year. Anybody brave enough to say anything? As you think about 2021, if you think about being grateful and thankful, what might you be thankful and grateful for? Sorry? Holidays, yes, fantastic. Holidays, being able to go on holiday again. Anne said getting to see her sisters, who she hasn't seen for 2 years. I'm sure lots of us would echo being able to see family members this year. I'm sure Naomi is desperate to say Isaac and the blessing that he's been. One last thing, anybody else got anything they want thankful for? Vaccine. Sorry? Vaccine. Your vaccines, yeah, absolutely. Health and vaccines. Lots of things, I'm sure, individually as well, that we're thankful for. But today, as we've given thanks for Isaac to God, what if each day of 2022, we decided to find just one thing that we want to give thanks to God for? You know, it's very easy, isn't it, to find ourselves praying to God for help. But maybe we can use this simple prayer this year. God, I want to take a minute not to ask for anything from you, but simply to say thank you for all that I have. God, I want to take a minute not to ask you for anything from you, but to simply say thank you for all that I have. Maybe as we step into 2022, we can make it a priority to count our blessings daily. Not just to focus on how stressed we are, but also how blessed we are. So first of all, this time is about looking back, but also it's about looking forward. We're looking forward in anticipation to who Isaac will grow to be and all that he'll do in his life. But also looking forward to what 2022 holds for each one of us. In the reading that I read just now from the Bible, as Jesus was presented, as he went presented to the temple, Mary and Joseph encountered two elderly people, Simeon and Anna. Despite Jesus just being a small baby, they immediately recognized who Jesus was. They recognized him as the Messiah, the long-awaited one of Israel. They recognized that he was the one who would save his people from their sins, which is what the angel said to Joseph before Jesus was born. Simeon and Anna recognized that this child was the glory of Israel and the Messiah and Savior of the world. Both of them were focused, not looking in the past, but looking forward, waiting in expectation. If you read the passage again, you'll see that word waiting comes up a couple of times. They were waiting and looking forward positively. Despite the fact that they were getting on in years, you know, sometimes as we get a bit older, we start looking back to the good old days, don't we? But even though they were old in age, in years, they were still looking forward in anticipation, trusting God, trusting all that he would do for God's people and also for them. If you go to the British Museum, there is an old mariner's chart drawn in 1529 by A cartographer's job was to go with those who were exploring new land and new territory, and they would draw intimate maps in order to guide and help people that would follow, in order to provide guidance to those who would follow. And they would often add words of description into the maps. Well, this particular map outlined the North American coastline. But as the interior of North America hadn't yet been explored, the cartographer wrote these words on the map. Here be giants, fierce scorpions, and dragons. In other words, they were words of warning. Nobody's been here before, so be careful. Well, eventually the map came into the hands of the British explorer, Sir John Franklin. This is quite a long time later. And by this time, North America had been explored. And amazingly, there were no giants, no scorpions, or no dragons, just in case you come from North America. I just wanted to affirm that. Instead, a whole new continent had been discovered. The unknown was now known and been made known. Well, Franklin looked at the inscriptions on the map, and one by one, he scratched them out, replacing them with the words, "Here is God. Here is God." Fear and uncertainty were replaced with the presence and the promise of God. Sometimes as we look forward, we can sometimes look forward with uncertainty and fear. And that uncertainty and fear can sometimes become almost like giants in our lives. Maybe we're approaching this new year with anxiety rather than anticipation. Maybe we're fearful for the future and the future of our children and grandchildren. Maybe our lives feel like they're negatively impacted by the words of others, labels that others have put on us or we've put on ourselves. Maybe our lives are haunted by past mistakes. things that inscribe and shape the map of our lives as it guides us along our journey of life. But what would it look like if we scratched out those inscriptions, and replaced them with the three simple words, "Here is God"? What would it look like to put God at the centre of 2022 in our lives? The offer from God of a clean slate as we start a new year. God's presence in us, with us, and working through us. I wonder what past inscriptions we might want to cross out. Wonder whether there's any new entries on our map. Corrie ten Boom, who was a Christian who shielded many people in the Second World War, once wrote, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. I don't know what 2022 holds for any of us, but I do know that each of us can scribe over our lives and year, "Here is God," and to have the guarantee and knowledge that God will be there. That's the prayer of the dedication service for Isaac, and actually for all of our children who are gathered here or known to us, that they will grow to scribe on their map the words, "Here is God," and know that for themselves. Perhaps that can be one of our goals for 2022 as well. There will be both opportunities, but also challenges in this new year for each one of us. We can't guarantee an easy year any less than we can guarantee an easy life for Isaac. But we can offer God's presence in this new year and for our lives and also for Isaac's life, so that we can never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. I want to finish with a story. It's a true story. It's a story about the difference it makes when God is here, the reality of knowing that God is here. Many of us will know that Isaac's birth was far from straightforward. But let me read a WhatsApp message that I sent out to the Harrogate Baptist Church. We've got a WhatsApp group message that we often use for prayer. And I sent this out on the evening of his birth, which is almost a year to the day, a year ago today. "Naomi Walker had a baby boy delivered tonight, a month early. Neither are well. Naomi's got COVID. Ben was admitted to hospital with his symptoms yesterday, although he's now discharged." And the message, "Ben has asked for prayer." Well, I sent that out at 15 minutes past 10 o'clock at night after Charlie had phoned me. I had 12 immediate responses, despite the lateness, that people would be praying, and many more responses came the next day of people praying. Well, prayer continued the next day until I received a message from Naomi saying, "There's been a huge improvement overnight. He wasn't called Isaac at the time, but we now know Isaac's off most of his equipment, and we're hopeful to move him to the transitional ward very soon." Naomi ended her message, "The power of prayer is incredible." That is the difference of God being in situations. God, here is God. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. So let's pray for a moment. I've spoken lots of words, but actually I believe that through God's Spirit, God is able to take the words I've offered and use them to speak into our individual lives. Those words will be different for each of us, but maybe there is something that you can take hold of as you think about life, as you think about this new year, as we've dedicated Isaac, and think what it means about for each one of us to say, "Here is God," to trust that unknown future to a known God.